Our lesson today comes from Ephesians 6, verses 10 through 20. Hear God's word. Finally, my friends, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you've done everything, to stand. Stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with a breastplate of righteousness in place, with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints. Pray for me also, that whenever I open my mouth, words may be given me so that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it fearlessly, as I should. May God give us understanding of his holy word, and let's take just a moment of silent prayer. Amen. We do not have to look very far to see all the evil in the world, do we? It's so depressing seeing the news, reading the paper, online, all the news alerts. And I don't know about you, but I keep listening and hearing and seeing and wondering, how can human beings do these things, especially when they involve cruelty to other people? What is happening? Yeah, there is a whole lot of evil in this world. And it's not just stuff that we see out there. But I happen to know that every single person in this room has experienced at one time or another situations that are just so evil and where you've probably felt helpless. Maybe you're going through one of those situations right now that just seems overwhelming. I've shared this passage over the years a number of times with different folks, because it is actually a passage that is enormously helpful to me in my day-to-day living. Something about the visual is enormously helpful. Something about knowing, first of all, that evil is real. It's not just our imagination. It is real. But also that God does offer us protection. And we don't walk this alone. So we have to take it seriously, and we have to be prepared. Paul, in his prison experience, as he writes this, he is literally connected by chain to a soldier. He's physically bound to another human being who's there and who's armed. So I imagine that probably kind of fed into his illustration as he started thinking about this armor of God that he talks about. I can remember when I first came across this passage. It came at a really exceptionally good time for me. I was back in California many, many years ago, and I had started my seminary training through Fuller Seminary, who had an extension in my home church, and I worked for them as well as being a student. But then someone decided that as nice as Monterey County might be, how much nicer it would be to have that extension over in Hawaii. So they moved it to Hawaii, and no, they didn't move me with it. So I was there having to find a new job. Person in the church helped set me up. There was a trucking company who had an accounting person who was on leave for maternity, having a baby, and they needed someone to come in and to cover during that period. And then that person went on to leave that job, and so then they hired me permanently. And even though, I mean, I had some bookkeeping experience, but accounting, I mean, that really wasn't my field. So it seemed kind of odd to me that they wanted me there, but I was a hard worker. I was willing to do whatever was needed. But there was still something weird in that place, something that I couldn't put my finger on. And I could feel a heaviness. I could feel an evilness in that place. And the way that people treated me was strange. But I had a job. So what do I do? And I can remember coming across this passage, and it became very real to me. And I made a commitment at that point that I would start each day with a prayer of taking on the armor of God. I realized that if I actually visualized it, if I started, you know, how we start our day really influences how that day goes a lot of times. We've seen it. There are things that happen, and then you get in a foul mood, and one thing leads to another, and we don't realize that we actually have choices in how our day can go. And so I thought, what have I got to lose? I'm going to start my day. So I would start by saying, Lord, arm me today. Arm me with that belt of truth. Arm me with that breastplate of righteousness. Give me the shoes of the gospel of peace, the helmet of salvation. Give me that shield of faith and the sword of your word. Interestingly enough, starting each day gave me a strength and an endurance and an attitude that no matter what they threw at me, I knew I was armed. I knew God was with me. Now, let's think about, just for example, what these things mean. This belt of truth, a starting place, across our gut, no less. Truth, that has to be the starting place for each of us. Seeking truth, speaking truth, knowing truth. And we know that in God's word we find truth. In God we find truth. So that's the starting place. We start each day in truth. No dishonesty, no deception. And that means even as we face people, being honest, being straightforward, being truthful, and having the courage to do so. And then the breastplate of righteousness. Righteousness also meaning integrity. Being people who have integrity. That breastplate, it covers our heart. And from the heart, we need to be people who have integrity. And then the third one, the shoes of the gospel of peace. We need to know that we are firmly planted. And we also need to know that as we move forward, that what we leave behind, we are leaving footprints behind us. And we need to leave those prints of peace. We need to know that what we come in contact with, we are not leaving it in battle. And that's where it can get confusing a little bit with the concept of armor. Yes, we are in battle, but that doesn't mean that we want to be like those that we are fighting. We don't want to take on the evil. We want to stand resilient against the evil. So that peace concept is very important. And then the helmet of salvation. The helmet protects our head, which protects our brain, which guards our thoughts. And the starting place in our thoughts is knowing we are saved. Knowing that God is there, that He has chosen us, that He has saved us already. So no matter what happens to us, no matter what the worst that is thrown at us, we are saved. As we talked about this morning, not one of us knows the span of our life, how long we'll be here. For some it's long, for some it's short. We don't know by what means we're exiting. But what we can know is that no matter what happens, we are already saved. And then there's the shield of our faith. That shield that protects us from every flaming arrow that comes our way. And what's interesting about the shields at that time that he was writing, they were shaped so that as the army gathered, as the soldiers gathered, they would line up next to each other and the shields would line up to create almost like a wall that was impenetrable. Now part of what that tells me too is we need to be in community. Because as we are connected to each other with those shields of faith, there is greater protection, not just of us, but of each other, and we stand stronger together. So we need to continue to seek out those brothers and sisters that we can stand with. And finally, what is our weapon? Our weapon is God's Word. And when we talk about our weapon being God's Word, that does not mean, as some who call themselves Christians are prone to do, pulling out words in judgment, but rather speaking the truth in love. What that means is being guided so that whatever comes from our mouths is honorable and true and reflects what God would want us to do and to say. If we're able to stand strong in the protection and safety of God's Word, there's nothing that can get to us. And a funny thing was, just to finish that story about my time with the trucking company, I found out later that this company was going under financially. They were in a bad situation and they were looking for a scapegoat. So what better scapegoat than to hire someone as their accounting manager who did not have an accounting background and who they might be able to point the finger at. It was a pretty ugly situation. But throughout that, God not only protected me, but also provided unique things in that situation. And he brought me out of it safely and moved me on to something even better and at the right time. Since that time, I start every day with this, every day arming myself. And since that time, there have been a number of other rather challenging situations, some of which went on for years. And I cannot think of, and this has probably been, if I were to count the years, it's been a period of at least close to 30 years, which seems pretty amazing. But I cannot think of even one time that armor has been penetrated. The only time that I come out damaged is when I forget to take that armor on. Does it mean that things are easy? No. The battles come and the battles go, and they will in your life as well. But when we have something strong and firm, and for me the visual helps, it helps to have these images in my mind. That belt of truth, that breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of the gospel of peace, the helmet of salvation, the shield of faith, and the sword of God's Word. That armor is available for you as well. So take it on. And then you'll be in a spot to say, whatever happens, bring it on. Let us pray. Almighty God, evil is real, and we need to be prepared. We thank you for these words of encouragement and hope, but also of practical ways to stand tall and firm against anything that comes our way. In Jesus' name, we thank you and we pray. Amen.